Phase 1. Sunshine. Lily was 5, that ideal age for proficient verbal interaction with the world while everything is still magical and exciting. She still saw things through the lens of her growing knowledge and imagination. She was starting to get a grasp on how the world worked, but had yet to understand why it could not operate in other ways. Statements such as, "That is impossible," would be met with the question, "Why?" She was sitting in the nook of the living room wall where one might relax near the window. If Lily had been the age where she enjoyed books, it would have been a lovely spot for reading. What she was doing was a routine of hers, drinking a glass of water and staring out the window into the backyard where she had recently been playing. Lily had always loved her backyard and thought of it as a different world, cut off by towering, well-kept hedges with rows of weeping willows planted behind them, drooping over to create an even steeper wall of vegetation. This isolation, combined with how comfortable the grass was, made the backyard an ideal space for napping. This is what Lily had been doing before coming inside. Aside from the occasional creepy crawly on her clothes, these midday snoozes were always a delight. The little girl was not simply staring into space, though. Her eyes were fixed on the round, miniature table resting on the cobblestone path leading into the yard. There, on the cherry-stained tabletop, sat another container of water. Before securing her own refreshment, she had gotten a glass from the dishwasher, she could not reach the cabinets, and filled it with water from the fountain at the center of the backyard. Then, as was customary, she placed it on the table, went into the house to satisfy her own thirst, and perched in the nearby window to watch the glass outside. This ritual might seem quite strange to someone who did not know Lily, but to the blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl, it was quite normal and scientific. Lily recently discovered the process of evaporation. However, she did not know what to call it, nor did she quite grasp how it worked. A few weeks before, she had accidentally left a cup of water in the sun on a hot day. By the time she realized this and went back to retrieve her drink, there was no longer any water in the cup. When Lily had asked where the water had gone, her mother smiled and replied, "It has gone up into the sky." Because of this, Lily concluded that Jesus had drunk her water. And Lily loved Jesus. She enjoyed Sunday school and even going to church if there was plenty of singing and the service did not drag on too long. So today, like every other day since her mother had told her that water can go up into the heavens, Lily set out a drink for Jesus. After all, he was a man, right? He must get thirsty. And she had never heard of anyone else asking him if he wanted a drink. For what she could remember, Jesus was always asking other people to come to him to get a drink. She did recall one story where he had asked this woman standing next to a whale if she would give him a drink. Lily had thought this strange since whales never come onto land. She wondered if its presence meant they were near an ocean. If this was the case, then why did Jesus want the woman to give him a drink if there was water all around him? The tale had never made much sense to her. Regardless, she was now determined to leave out a drink for him every day, and he seemed to enjoy it, as he always drank it all by about 3 or 4 o'clock. However, she could never seem to catch Jesus in the act. Lily was usually only able to focus for about half an hour before she either fell asleep in the warmth of the window or got bored and went to do something else. This frustrated her. While she desperately wanted to sit there for as much time as possible, the desire always seemed to dwindle the longer she remained. Today was the day, though. She was not going to fall asleep. She was going to stay focused. Lily resolved not to leave the window, even if she had to go to the bathroom. With this goal in mind, drinking water probably wasn't the best idea. So she sat. Minutes went by like hours, as they do when focusing on something unexciting. She managed to stay attentive for an impressive 30 minutes or so before finding herself making up a song about drinking water. Quickly growing bored with the song, she proceeded to invent a game to try to pass the time. She would try to spot something in the backyard of every color she knew. The first and second were the easiest. The sky was blue, and almost the entire backyard was green. She knew that the sun was yellow, so that was not too hard to find either. It took a brief search around to find a ladybug to satisfy the requirement for red. Brown was a bit harder, but she turned her eyes to an area where she had been digging for buried treasure a few days prior and spotted the exposed dirt. A second after, she realized that the table was also brown, but she already had that, so she was golden. The fountain in the center of the yard was gray. That color would have slipped her mind entirely had she not noticed it. Then there was black. That one was tough. She looked around closely, squinting her eyes as if that would help her see more clearly. An eyelash got in her eye, forcing her to pause and rub it out with her palm. While her eye was closed, she realized she was seeing black and ruled